Okay.
Interesting thing.
Yeah.
Could you say again why the Rambam, what's the reasoning behind the Rambam? Like, his equivalent to Rashi, maybe they thought was?
He's different than Rashi.
No, I'm saying, what's his reasoning for why he's a different camp?
That's what we're discussing here today.
What his reasoning is in the first place, he doesn't say.
Did you take a look at the Gemara, the Tosfos over there? Right, so that's like Rambam, right?
Okay,
I mean, at least he rejects Rashi.
Right.
That's the first step to being like the Rambam. Whether he's exactly the Rambam or not, let's see. But
I mean, the Rambam himself doesn't. The Rambam himself doesn't say.
But I'm saying you're jumping ahead. I mean, that's exactly the subject matter of this Tosfos.
I see.
Okay.
What's doing? Really
it's cold down here. All right, so let's take a look at the. Let's take a look at that Tosfos.
Yes, Tosfos.
And it's got like highlighted. Tuturi de Ashi with Dechiyot. Tuturi de Ashi with Dechiyot. Okay, who wants to read?
Yeah,
Tosfos
Aleph.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Tuturi de Ashi with Dechiyot. Masha Pirush Rashi de Akiros Tachashav Eno Nirlev.
The Reed doesn't like Rashi's Pshat. That it's only counting the akiros on the last cases. Go ahead.
Chada da akira b'lo hotsa ena elov tiltul ba'alma ve'en ba dara d'shtiv chatas ba'al
ve'en ba dororo d'shtiv chatas. This is a hard word, dororo. One of those hard words.
I've got
dororo is a mamona.
Steak. Steak, like a
steak. It comes from the word shura, I think,
steak.
Right?
Yeah, like the
what? Shura?
Shura. It's a variation on Shura.
What's Shura mean?
A line.
How's that related to what does Dorora mean then?
Dorora?
Yeah.
It means, well, the common expression is Dorora de Mamona, right? Like, that's what it means, like, there's no stake in money. It means it has nothing to do with
the issue. That's the word I used when I read it.
Yeah.
It makes more sense.
It means, I guess, there's nothing in line with it. I'm just saying in terms of the origin.
Yeah.
I think the origin of the word comes from the Hebrew.
What's his question?
Could be totally wrong, but that's what I remember. So what's his question? His question is what? What's his question? First question is what?
How can you call it maybe Lidei Chiv Chatas?
It has nothing to do with Chatas. It's just total. Now which cases are you talking about? Let's take the case. Let's take the case. What?
The Balabai is giving the onion on the inside.
Where the Balabai gives the onion on the inside. Let's take that case. Let's take it. Right. The onion extends his hand inside the house. Right, empty. And the Balabais puts it in his hand. So what did he do? He just did a tilpul in his house. Right?
The Ani, you mean?
No, the Balabais. The Ani puts his empty hand. Are you up to date of it? The Ani puts his empty hand inside the house.
Right.
And the Balabais puts something in it. So what did the Balabais do? Pick something up in his house and he put it down. In his house. But if you want to be more precise, I think Tosis is saying you have to look at the very first moment, though. Now, let's forget about putting it down in the Ani's hand.
The actual
picking up is what Rashi's talking about. Putting it in the Ani's hand is not the Akira. The Akira is when he took something off of his floor and picked it up. What did he do? He did the tiltal.
Can you say that by any Akira, though?
He doesn't like it. Exactly right. He doesn't like
that. Even he agrees though that that's counted as Isser.
No. Yeah,
but
I mean,
you can't say that that's. He's just saying that you can't say that that's maybe the.
I mean, in Lamafre is going to be when he puts it in the Ani's hand. That's the question we didn't go into. We don't need to overcomplicate things. But that's the other question. That was when is the first guy chayav? When is he over an Isser?
Mustavra.
Right. Stavrit means he knows that this is going to happen and he's planning on it. But still, if you want to break up and say who's the most, who did the main thing here, he really just did a tiltal. Who's the main actor here? The guy who did an ordinary Maisa tiltal? Obviously it's Isser. That was the underlying problem in the Gemara that I hope to resolve today, which the Rishonim don't really sound like they're addressing, is still there are 8 Isurim here. Why are you leaving 4 out? No matter what you're going to say, you're leaving four out. Right? So, but what Tosus, I think, is saying over here is, if you're going to count four, if you're going to leave some out, and you're going to count some, it seems strange to Tosus to say that you're going to take the most innocuous act and count it. It's true in this case, it's Issa. But what is its tzura? It's a tzura of tiltal. It's a tiltal that's usher, but it's basically a tiltal. Right? Why come down so hard on the guy who just did the tiltal?
Giving out four, you're giving out two, no?
Two and two.
For each one, you mean?
Right. Right?
Yeah.
Okay. That's his first question. Meaning to say, in Tzura, this Tzura has nothing to do with the Chattis. It's true it's Asa. He's not saying it's not Asa. But he's saying a Maisa Tiltal is not anyway related to a Chattis.
That's why it's Asa. You're not Asa.
It's usher because it's part of a it's one of the steps of the malacha.
So then it's maybe the
father.
How does he control?
He's using that action itself.
That's what I'm trying to say. He's saying why are you going to take the guy who did the tiltal? It's part of his whole question here. It's part of the question. You'll see. In other words, this guy did what? He just did the tiltal. It's true. It's part of a maisa isser, but is he the big? Is he the big mover here? He's the main guy because he did a tiltal. All he did was a tiltal. It's true. It's a tiltal that's part of a malach over here. But still, Rashi is saying he's undermining Rashi's main thing, because, and this is what I was saying before. Rashi says it goes from the time he picked it up, but that certainly was just a tiltal. Maybe when he puts it in the guy's hand, that's worse. But that's not what Rashi's saying. He's not saying the guy who put it in the other guy's hand. He's saying you got to go back to the beginning. The beginning is the tiltal. But that very first thing he did is just an ordinary tiltal. Just so happens that it's associated with the malacha here. But in its own right, it's just a tiltal. It's a tiltal that's being used for a very, very bad reason, ultimately. But it's just a tiltal. In other words, it doesn't have any essential quality of the malacha of Hotzah. Tosis is developing all of his va'odes, they're all relating back to the same thing. You know what I mean? You're trying to force me to put all the cards on the table at once. But that's essentially what he's saying. He's saying, if you break it down, the first thing is, it's the Akira. So what was the Akira? That was a tiltal. He's saying, what is its normal identity? That's what he's talking about. What's its normal identity? Its normal identity is a tiltal. Okay, go ahead.
The ode to the fiat contra, the chashu lubal bias gimli yitzios, the hachnasa achas, lo ani gimli hachnasos, the hotza achas.
Okay, now Nalevi, this might have been your question. I'm not sure. You can lay claim to it. If you feel it's legitimate. But what is this question? He's saying now it comes out that the Bala Bayis has three Hotzahs and the Ani has three Hachnasas. How is that so? Let's just take one. So the Ani, the Bala Bayis has a Hotzah that's a Chiyuv Chatas, right? He has a Hotzah that's a Chiyuv Chatas.
What?
And he has his two Akiros,
which are all
Hotzah, because he's inside. So now it turns out he has one Hotzah Daraisa and two Hotzahs Darabanan. Right? And then he's also going to have one Hachnasa. Right? He's also going to have one... What's that? That's Daraisa. Right, he'll have one Hotzah Daraisa and one Hachnasa Daraisa. And two Hotzahs Mirvan. Right? So his total count is three Hotzahs and one Hachnasa. One Hotzah and one Hachnasa Daraisa. Right?
That's three and four.
That's three and four. Right?
So
three and four.
How's that have nothing to do?
Because that's four. He sticks his hand out and he pulls something in. Empty hand out. It could be another layer of complexity in the chart. So he's going to have three hotsaws and one achnasa, right? One hotsaw and achnasa daraisa, and two hotsaws derabanan, because he's doing two akiras in his house. He doesn't do an akira outside unless he's chayav vod, unless he's chayav.
So is he saying that the Mishnah should express itself as shlosha shehim arba?
So what's his question? What's his question?
Yeah.
What's his question?
It's just a statement of fact about Rashi Shita.
I mean, it's true, it is an involvement in the Malacha of Hotsah, but the mice that he's doing is only Akira.
Yeah.
Only Akira.
So, right. I didn't want to have to send you through all this, but just to let you know, the Marsha says that his question is really, the Balamor has the same question. It's really based on the Balamor's question. See, it's a big issue here. All the Rishonim are involved in this question. The Balamor, if you take a look, you have the Balamor, you should have the Balamor if you have the Rif. The first page of the Rif. At the bottom, the second wide line. So the Balamor says, the second to last line. Yeah. The second last line says, Varashi Pirish, Pituri Daasi Bahu Lidechi of Chatas. Right, you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, going on Akira. Shehi Techila Samalacha. The Ikal and Migzah Dilma Gomala. Of Vanachalo Mochi Lamisi Lidechi of Chatas. The Haleka Akira Gabei. So a Hanacha can't bring you to a Chatas because there's no Akira for this person. Ulefi Pirusho Bezen Nimsu Shnei Piturin Shel Ani Vishtei Akiros Shel Hachnosa. Right? The Ani is going to have two Akiros that are associated with Hachnosa. V'chein Shnei Piturin Shel Balabayas Vishtei Akiros Shel Hotsa. V'halo Esher Dekevan Di'idi V'idi Akiros Hachnosa Hi Inam Yakiros Hotsa Hi Lomolon Mechshav V'tarti. Right? Was that your question, Levi? Now it comes out you're counting the same exact thing twice. No, let's take the Balabais. So what are his two cases of Pata? One where he picks it up and puts it into the Ani's house, Ani's hand when he's in the house. Mm-hmm. The other is he picks it up and he puts it out and the Ani takes it from his hand. So those are two of the exact same cases, he said. You're counting the same exact case twice.
Oh, why do you say that?
That's what he says.
Right?
So that's what he's saying. He's saying, because why? Because it's both, they're both the instance of where the Bala bias, they're both the same cases of a Hotsah in part.
Durakira.
They're both Akiros of a Hotsah that are part of a Lasso.
For the same guy.
For the same guy.
Oneself.
No, he's saying, so that's the same
so
case.
Rashi,
same case twice.
But it matters. It doesn't matter that he's moving his hand.
So Rashi's going to have to say it matters that he's moving his hand, though. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, you're right. Look, I'm not saying there's no answer to the question, right? Obviously, Rashi's going to say it's different if he puts it into the Ani's hand when it's in his house, or if he moves it out and puts it and the Ani takes it from his hand. But they're saying, in terms of the count, it's really the same. It's two. We don't. It's really counting the same exact thing. I understand. You count the Hotsah and Achnasa. That's good. What?
Isn't there a question on them on themselves?
No. No, because they're going to each count the Hotsah and Achnasa of the Balabayas and Hotsah Achnasa of the Yoni, in part. Right. In other words, they won't have a question, because they're going to say 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 are fine. Right. Now 5 and 6. What's 5 and 6? 5 and 6 is the Ani's Hachnasa and the Ani's Hotsah.
Right.
And 7 and 8 is the Balabayas' Hotsah and the Balabayas' Hachnasa.
So their question is on the count, not that there's two cases in the Mishnah that...
Their question is that it's a redundant count.
Right.
In the end, it comes out to be a redundant count. Now, of course, you could...
How does that make it redundant?
Because it's the Hotsos, it's the same exact case, they're saying.
Like which case are they referring to?
They're referring to these... Let's take these two cases. where the Balabais picks something up and puts it into the Ani's hand in his house. Right? Now, what did the Balabais do? He did a Hotzah of the Balabais. He did an Akira of Hotzah for the Balabais.
Right.
And then again, he sticks his hand out and the Ani takes it out of his hand. What did he do? He did an Akira of Hotzah of the Balabais. So he did the same thing in both cases.
So why
should he count it twice? Yeah.
According to them, if it's the same exact case, why is the Mishnah mention both of them at all?
Oh, it's for the other guy. It's for the Ani. It's there so that the Ani can have a Hachnasa or a Hotzah.
Right. I see.
Right? And that's why it's not counted. Right? It's a good question. I mean, it's a good question. But the Gemara is, when the Gemara asked, there are 12 cases, the Gemara didn't think this was a problem. Right? But okay. Anyway, go ahead. My point, and the proper, I think it's the right approach, is not to try to answer point by point these questions. Because the way I understand it, I've mentioned it many times, is that these questions are just problematic in terms of they're not really tiyuftas. They're just saying you're going to have to give answers. They're not saying there aren't answers to these questions. And they're not saying the proper approach, and they're not saying I would accept these if I had answers to these questions. They're saying you must live with these problems and your solutions. But living with problems and solutions itself is an indication that you're doing something wrong. Not that there aren't solutions to these problems, but the fact that you have to deal with these things, and I don't, shows you I have a smoother way. Right? And if you go by Svara, one of the qualities of a Svara is that it's smooth. Right? That's not a proof of a Svara, but it's a good Raya. Right? Because sometimes the better Svara happens to have more complications. Nothing you can do about it. Right? Like Einstein said, he said, I have the simplest Svara, but it makes tremendous complications in computation. Newton had very simple computations. Einstein had tremendously complex computations, right? But his Svara was better. So it's not a proof that things work out easier that your Svara is right. But it's one of the elements in the Shikla Das. It's one of the elements in your Shikla Das. It's a Shikla Das, weighing of the mind. Okay.
So
yeah.
Just to clarify, which two cases are the double counting? Like 5 and 6 or 6 and 7 would be double counting?
Both. Right?
Both of them.
No, I don't know what you mean. It would be 5, right? 5 is a what? 5 is a Hachnas of the Ani, right?
Right.
5 is a Hachnas of the Ani, and 7 is a Hachnas of the Ani. Right?
Right. Ani. And no, seven is all about the extended hand, and Ani takes it.
Oh, I'm sorry, an eight, yeah. Right?
So it's 5 and 8 and 6 and 7.
Yeah, matching take one.
Right.
Right. Right. 5 and 8, 6 and 7,
good.
Right?
Good.
Okay, sorry. Okay, go ahead.
Oh, the low flash of party with the Ani Ba'achas, with the Asher Achas, to the Chashu Chiyuga Gereja.
Right. See, this is another perfect example of a kind of question. It's just not as smooth. It just breaks the order. The pattern is broken. The pattern that the ratio established doesn't exist in the Sefer. Is that a knockout kasha? No, but it's something that indicates there's a problem here.
Meaning, since Rashi holds you're looking at the guy who's bachutz and within, in terms of the way it expresses in the ratio, it's not really uniform.
It's not uniform because you're not counting by the person anymore.
Right.
You're not counting by the person anymore. 1 and 2 is the Ani. 3 and 4 is the Balabais. 5 is the Ani. 6 is the Balabais. 7 is the Balabais. 8 is the
Ani.
Is the Ani.
Questions were about me.
Right?
Could you read that again? So how does it mean that?
Lady, go ahead.
Kind of a broken up phrase, isn't it?
Read it again, lady.
No,
you read it wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well, maybe not. Go ahead. How do you read it? I wouldn't have emphasized it the same, but I wouldn't have put the same emphasis. I would be like this. Oh, de lo choshev tarti liftor de ani ba'achas u de ashir ba'achas.
Right?
It's not counting the two of potter of the ani in one and the two of potter of the usher in one. You know what I'm saying? It should have the two potter of the ani together and the two potter of the usher together. But it's splitting it up. Like it did in the Reisha. The Reisha had the two chiyuvim of the ani together, the two chayavim of the ani together, and two chayavim of the baal bayis together.
How would it do that?
If you count in the five and six, the ani's hachnasa and the ani's hotza.
But when you write the cases, you have to write
five and eight.
It'd be longer.
It'll be a much longer Mishnah.
Yeah, whatever.
What?
You couldn't just say like oh.
When you write the cases, you're gonna write.
You mean how would Rashi?
How would you write the cases where you just have it referring to the ani? You have to in the other case you have to have the ani and the baal bayis. So then of course you went to the baal bayis, you can just count as.
Then he wouldn't have set up the Rashi that way. I guess he would say he wouldn't have set it up that way to begin with. He wouldn't have made it like that. I don't know how. It's a good question. It's a good question. And you're right. That's why it doesn't really bother Rashi that much.
Right.
But he's saying the Mishnah gives an indication of a pattern, and now the pattern is broken. I mean, you're right. Rashi would say he wouldn't have written any other way. But there's something that's a little off kilter now. There's something a little bit get thrown. You get a little off track somehow. Right? It gives an illusion of a pattern, and then it's gone. Why should the Tana do that? Now, let me put it this way. If you have a svara to maintain the pattern, he's saying that's better. You understand? That's what I'm trying to say. He's saying if there's an apparent pattern, you should have a svara that shows that the pattern is true. If you have a svara that knocks a pattern that seems to be there out, that's funny. You got to have a really strong svara for that. Or no other story. okay, good. That's why I'm saying it would be silly to say if you want to learn Rashi, the way to do it is to find great answers for all of these questions. These are just outcomes of Rashi's svara. You got to find his svara and why he's able to tolerate these questions. Right? Marsha finds answers for all these questions?
No.
Good.
Lefarsh Rivad, the Asimu Yisru Tata, Hainu Oso Shifoshe Yado, Umachnisa Omotia. The Kivase Baba Duresha, Chaya Patas, Vahaka Patu, Fishalo Asa, Kol Hamalacha, Shifisa Remena Ma'at, O Akira O Hanafa.
All right. So now the Riva has to explain how does the lashon of osi lide chiyav chatas apply sometimes to the kira and sometimes to the hanacha, right?
Yeah, on the switch side. He's not talking to Rashi anymore.
Right. He's trying to give his own svar now. Right. Like more the pattern that the Rambam has. That what? So what does it mean osi lide chiyav chatas? Go ahead. What does it mean? Maybe.
I don't know. I don't see how the
Hainu oso shepochate esado umachnisa o motzia. Now let's be very, very clear over here, right? Because I think Nissan. I think after we were discussing it, I realized it's not exactly like we were saying. In other words, right? It means who? Who is the one who's osi lidechi of chatos? He's the one who stretched out his hand and either brought the thing in or brought the thing out.
Yeah,
it's not the stretching of the hand part, right?
Yeah.
It's not the empty hand he's talking about.
It's crossing the border with something.
Exactly, crossing the border with something. Timely
but
reference. Yeah.
doesn't that go against the idea that he brings his rishus with him? Meaning then it should be once he had it, not meaning like doing this should be nothing. If you're doing
this with nothing in your hands, it's nothing.
If I'm in there,
does this signify something in your hand?
If I'm holding something, I'm in the Rishus HaRabim, okay?
You have to be very precise even in our hand motions.
I'm in the Rishus HaRabim and I stretch into the Rishus HaYachid. That should be no problem, going like this back and forth with an item.
With an item.
Grab an object when you talk.
The first time you're like...
Not a very sharp bunch.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay. That's a good question.
Oh, boy.
So there shouldn't be any problem with that. I don't know.
Right, you mean that he's still going to need for him to do something with it?
Yeah. I thought it made sense to be passing over with the empty hand, because then that's saying that he's the one changing the status quo. He's making the situation such that if the guy were to drop an item, now it would end up in a Rishus or Robin.
No, because he had to put it back.
No, he still has to bring it back.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, he does.
Which case? Take a particular case. Ani, Balabais, give me a case.
Where the Ani is reaching over and the Balabais drops something into his hand.
Okay, so the Balabais is not Chayav Chatas at that point.
The Balabais isn't. We're saying here that the Ani has the problem, right? Because he's the one that did the stretching over.
No, that's what I was clarifying. He has the problem because he's the one who brings the object out.
Yeah, I'm saying that the problem should be the second he grabs it, because don't we view his hand as another
Rishus? Oh, but no, I don't know if anybody's over any Isser until he actually pulls it out and puts it down.
So meaning if, like, it's almost in the Shabbos and I do that and I never actually pull it out?
The window on his hand, for instance.
He held it there.
Right.
Then that's not considered a new Rishus.
I like Mikey's, yeah.
So then that's not actually Rishus.
He would probably drop it at that point.
So his hand is not actually Rishus or Robin.
That's correct. That's the problem we're going to take up.
That we're avoiding right now. Right? We're not going into the...
We didn't get into... That's the problem with the Rambam I want to explain another time.
The fact that he's standing in one...
When the Rambam says that your hand is like the place that you're standing.
Right.
And that's obviously not always true. Like in your case, it's not really true. So, right... That's very nice. So we'll try to do that tomorrow then. But the Tosfos is saying that who do you call Asi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas? The one who, you can identify him by as the one who stretched out his hand. But the important part is that he's Machnas or Motzi, the object. Mm-hmm. Right? So then it would be in 5. In 5 and 6 it would be the Ani. Right? And in 7 and 8, it would be the Balabais. Right? See, there's no indication of the chart.
Yeah.
Right. Should put like a star. Like a... You know what I mean?
You put an arrow in between the Akira and the Hanacha to indicate which direction the arrow is going.
Obviously, just going from Akira to Hanacha.
No, between the two.
Oh, between the
guy. Yeah.
You said between the Akira and the Hanacha.
I meant. Yeah, no, between the Akira and the Hanacha. Which way? The arrow would go from one direction to the other.
The plus sign indicates motion.
Ho ho ho.
Okay.
Now, what's K6 again?
Huh?
What's K6 again?
The Ani puts his hand in.
And the Balabas puts
it in. Balabas oh, Mohamed Shubra extends her hand.
Right? She wanted to draw this.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead. So what does the Rivas say? So he's saying, Dikavosa Bova the Resha, Chayev Chatas. In other words, it mimics. It's like a mimicking of the case where you're chayav chatas. So, for instance, the Ani, let's take the Ani. So, the Ani's chayav chatas case is what? He actually moves the object, either in or out. So, if you want to have his putter cases, it's also when he's moving the object, either in or out. Right?
Meaning, the Ani's doing the same thing in one as he is in five.
Exactly. Now listen to his characterization. This is very important. He says like this. It's kavosa bava dereisha chayev chatas v'hocha potter. Why? Lufisha lo asar kol ha-malacha shechisa mimeno ma'at. So what is he saying? What? That's the ikar of the riva.
He did it, but he's missing something.
Exactly.
That's now the ikar of malacha.
He's saying over here, in other words, the full malacha has two components. It has an akira and it has an anacha. They each did one, right? So what do you say? How do you characterize them two? How do you characterize both of them? So he's saying one of them is considered to have really done it, but just missing something, right? And the other one is considered to have just done a little thing, apparently. You don't say they each did a half. One of them is doing the thing, essentially, and he's just missing ma'at, right? Either the akira or the anacha. And the other one has that ma'at, right? So who do you ascribe the ma'isa to? the one who is essentially doing the Maisa, one is doing like a Maisa that is incomplete, and the other one is just doing a partial Maisa. That's the Svara of the Riva, that there's a difference between an incomplete Maisa and a partial Maisa. What's the difference? What's the difference? One is missing ma'at. Right? That's what he's saying. He's saying you have to look at it in a certain way. They're not really equal. They're not really equal. One is really doing it, but he's just missing something, and the other is just doing a little something. Can we define these things a little better, though?
When you say incomplete, you mean he's doing something, but he's missing?
He's doing the malacha. He's really doing the malacha here. He's just missing a ma'at.
So that's incomplete.
That's incomplete.
Partial is when you're just doing
a ma'at. Partial is just you're doing a part of it.
What we're saying in terms of grounding in the sugya here is that...
So for instance, take case 5. The Ani picks up the object.
Rishus Rabbim.
He's always in the Rishus Rabbim, the Ani. Now, in these cases, of Pata. Right, the Ani picks up the object, right? And what does he do?
He extends it into the Rishus
inside.
And the
Balabais takes it from him, right? So the Ani did Nakira, and the Balabais did Hanacha, okay? But can we say one was more essentially involved in the Malacha of Hotzah and Hachnasa than the other?
Yeah.
So he's saying, you don't say that they're exactly, you don't say they're completely equal. You say the Ani really did Hachnasa, but he's just missing something. And the Baal HaBayis just did a part of a Hachnasa. But who do you say is really the one who's doing the Malacha essentially? Who's essentially more involved? The Ani. So that's why we'll chalk that up to the Ani. Right? Now let's take, but that case everybody agrees on. So that's not our good case. Let's take 6, right?
What's going on
in
6?
In 6,
the
what
Baal
HaBayis
lifted it up.
The Ani puts his hand empty inside the house. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And the Baal HaBayis put it in his hand. So Rashi would say, oh, Baal HaBayis, count the Baal HaBayis. Right? The Riva says, you can't count the Baal HaBayis. Why?
Right.
Because the Ani now then took it out and put it down. So again, who essentially partook of Hotzah but was missing something? The Ani. And who was just doing a little part of Hotzah? The Baal HaBayis. So how can we define? So what does he mean when it says, can we define it instead of just describing it like this? Can we define it? Yeah.
See, I mean, it seems like the difference is that when the Ani sticks his hand in and he doesn't do the Hanacha there, so he's done the substantial, like just
the Ani puts his hand. He did the Akira, right? The first right.
And then he sticks his hand in, so he did the Maisa of like the substantial change in terms of the Rishus of the object. The only thing he's missing is the Kfiyas of that thing in the new Makam.
Okay.
He's
Let's do the other case. Not that there's a difference, just because that the other case is where they argue. So just I like it better. The case where the Ani puts his empty hand in,
and the Baal HaBayis puts something in,
and then the Ani takes it out.
Right.
Because that's the case where they're going to argue.
Right. So in other words, in that case, insofar as the Ani is the one who removes his hand from the Rishus HaYachid and goes into the Rishus HaRabim, so he's actually done the substantial Maisa of change in Rishus.
Right.
The only thing he's missing is the halachic fias of that thing in the new Makom.
Correct. No, he's missing
the original
Makom. The original Akira.
Oh, sorry. Right.
You were trying to find it.
It seems that according to Riva, the taking the object across that border is what's the Iker Maisa, so to speak.
Yeah.
Whereas according to Rashi, there's...
Well, I don't want to do Rashi.
Oh, okay, fine.
So what does it mean it's Osi Lidei Chi of Chatas according to the Riva? What does that Lashon mean? Osi Lidei Chi of Chatas? Because that's the Gemara. You can't get around that. Right?
It doesn't mean in this case, apparently.
Doesn't mean in this case. So what does it mean?
It means you've done something that's like so domed to the malacha that like you'll end up doing this in other situations because you're just lacking this tiny little thing. You know?
Okay.
Doesn't mean
meaning,
that.
No. Meaning it's
you've
the transferring border.
The action of changing rishus. You're not going to realize it the next time. Oh, there's this slight little thing that here you did.
Why are you saying it has to not be in this case? Why do you say that?
Right.
Because the guy did not. If someone else did the Akira, he can't do a.
Right. Like no one argues with Rashi, that no one attacks him for saying that. Lead to an Akira. And then
when you are going to get a Katas, this is the action that you.
In other words, what the Riva is saying is like this. He's saying like this. Now you gotta look at the malacha. You gotta look at the whole malacha midaraisa. What's the whole malacha midaraisa? You have an akira, you have a hanacha, correct? Those are the technical aspects of the malacha. But what is the ikar concept of the malacha? What is the ikar idea of the malacha? Shine rishas. Right? So if you want to know who is more essentially involved, it's the one who really created the change, it's the one who really accomplished the concept of the malacha, right? Now it's the ani who now had the object placed in his hand and he brings it out. So he really accomplished the whole purpose of the malacha. He accomplished. The only thing is, technically, he didn't do one point. Right? In his technical asiyah, he's missing one aspect to make him chayev for creating the real change. Right? So, therefore, he says, he's the one you count. Why? Why do you count him? Why do you count him? That's what he's learning. Osi lidei chiyav chatas means what? It means what? It means he's doing the most...
He's doing a maisa that's so close to the whole thing.
It's not a practical osi lidei chiyav chatas. He's doing...
This is the action that the chatas is triggered by.
Exactly.
Just happens to be he lacks the technicality.
He's doing the real maisa of the isser that's a chiyav chatas. In other words, what I'm trying to explain over here is, and that answers, I hope, my original question too. that's why the Mishnah doesn't have to count both. Because this is part of, it's not that the Mishnah doesn't care about the other usher. The point is like this. It's true that there's two Isurim. There's an Isur of the Ani and the Isur of the Baal HaBayis. But we're really counting the Malacha. You understand? We're not really counting Isurim. We're counting the Malacha. There's the Malacha Midaraisa, and then there's the Malacha Midarabanan. But what's the real idea of the... And of course the Malacha Midarabanan is going to have an Akira and Anacha. But it's not counting Isurim. It's counting the case. It's counting. All it has to do is count the side that expresses the Daraisa. It's counting the Isur that expresses the Daraisa. That's what it means, osi lichiyav chatas. It's going to count the full deraisa and the concept of the deraisa that's in the derabanan. And the derabanan case that expresses the concept of the deraisa. Not just the derabanan case that has a technical issue. Of course you're going to know that the other one's going to be usher. That's obvious. But it's not a minion of isurim. Right, it's not a minion of Isser, it's a minion of the malacha. You can have the malacha deraisa, but you can also express the idea of the malacha in the derabanan. But who is the one that's really expressing it? The one that is doing the main totzah of the malacha. That's the one who's moving it. Yeah.
So a guy who picks something up outside and then finds himself in a rishus hayachid. And then puts it down.
What, he had like a somnambulist?
A what?
He's a sleepwalker?
No, like it materializes around him.
Are we on this planet?
Someone built a house around it.
It might be easier on the moon.
Oh, the object that materializes or the...
No, the object.
Objects don't materialize. Rishi is dead.
Oh, you mean to say, is that considered Shinei Rishus? If somebody builds a mechitza around an object?
Well, because he didn't do a hotza, he didn't bring it from one Rishus to another.
What's the case? Oh, that's a cool question.
What is it? You mean say a guy picks something up and then someone builds a mechitza around him and then he puts it down?
Yeah.
That would be nothing.
According to Rashi also?
They're not arguing on Isurim. They aren't arguing on how you count. They're only arguing on how you count. Right? That would not be an Isur at all. I mean, that would not be Isur at all.
Are you saying to argue though as to whether the Isur Derabanan is like Rashi's idea of a Shema Yavo Lidei?
No. Okay. So okay. Let's. Yeah. Hold on. Okay, so let's take a look at Rashi. Maybe it'll help us. Take a look at Rabbeinu Chanan. Rabbeinu Chanan is very, very good also. See, he said like this. Does everybody have Rabbeinu Chanan?
He's on the left.
Where is he?
On Gimel Amaral. I'm going to tell you in one second. In the middle wide lines of there, right? Says Mishaninu, the second line. Pituriki Yotze the Osi Bohen Lide Chiyuv Chatas. Who choshev Hatana? The Tana is only counting the cases of Potter that can come to a Chiyuv Chatas. Of a Pituri the Lo Osi Bohen Lide Chiyuv Chatas Lo Katani. Vizet Pirusho. So what does it mean? It means this. Poshet Hani Yes Yodalif Nim. Right. Sheyesh ba chayfetz she'akol merushus harabim ve'echnisa lushus ha'yachid v'lo inicho. So the ani picks up an object outside and brings it and enters it into the house, but he doesn't put it down. Kevin shlo inicho ein lo el isser. Vilo inicho hayachayev chatas v'zeu potter of alasu dasi dechiv chatas. That's the case of potter of alasu. That's right. Oval balabayas shno pachayfetz miyado shlo ani. So in that case, then the Balabais takes it out of his hand, right? Alpha Pisha also Maisa Vasar Miulosi de Chivchatas Liolam. Alright, a little bit of problem with the Lashna. She'ein kan derech kedei leko, shekvar akru ha'ani. Kvar akru ha'ani, velo nisha lo malasos. Yosem imasha asa. He can't go back and do the Akira again. He can only complete what the Ani did. And he has no Akira. Vamaisa she'osa ha'nocha ika. Vamaisa she'osa. So all the Balabayas can possibly do is a Hanukkah. He can't get an Akira. It's not possible. Hilka, who potter of a loser? Kiyotiba Balabayas. Sheokar chayfetz mirushus yachid. V'nosno l'toch yado sholani. V'hotzio ani. It doesn't really mean he put it in the... Oh, right. Or the ani's hand is inside the house, right? The Balabayas puts it inside the ani's hand. And the ani takes it out. V'nichu v'rushus ram. Balabayas she'okar merushus ha'yachid b'ilu hotziyo v'anichu v'rushus ram ha'yachayiv chatas choshev lei. So the Balabayas, when he picks it up in his hand in his house, even though he put it in the ani's hand in his house, if he would have then stuck his hand out and dropped and put it outside, he would be chayiv chatas.
That's not what the Rebbe is saying.
No, this is Rashi. This is Rashi. Oh, this is like Rashi. Ova la'ani she'hiniach. Sorry.
What is that? What do you mean?
It's just like Rashi, but he's very expressive. Okay. Now he's saying, let's take the Balabayas case. The Balabayas picks up an object in his house, right? And the Ani's hand is there, waiting. Puts it in the Ani's hand. Who do you count? You count the Balabayas. Why? Because if the Balabayas would not have put it in the Ani's hand, he could have put it outside. And then he would have been Chayav Chatas. Right?
What? Okay. Meaning that the Ani could not have ever...
Oval Ha'ani, right? She'iyach, the Ani who then put it outside, Delo Efshalel Ischuve, he could not have been Chayav. Ki Hai Gav Nechatas. In this case, it's impossible for him to have been Chayav Chatas. Lo Ketani La. Klo Oshodara. It's not enough. There's some of it now. Ha'oker Osi Lidei Chiyav Chatas Ilu Hiniach She'anocho achar akirei. So the okir is possible to come to a chatas if he puts it down in the right place. Right? Because the hanocha always comes after the akira. Aval hameiniach lo asi li dechiv chatas li olam shekvar nekar mikodem v'lo nishar lemeiniach malasos. But the meiniach can't come to a chatas because it's already picked up. He can go back in time and he can go back and pick it up again. What could he do? Funny expression to use. Malazos. So what is this svarvia? Why do you count the okay? Now I think I see a little more in Rabbeinu Chanan. Now there's one question we have on Rashi. We had a question on Rashi. It sounds like Rashi's saying the Okir is more of a Pater of Alasar than the Meniach. Right? He's like a worse Pater of Alasar. Because he's a Pater of Alasar that can come to a Chatas. But the Meniach is just a regular old Pater of Alasar. What kind of a Chilik is that? Meaning it's Pater of Alasar. So what is he saying over here? What is he saying over here? What does it mean What does it mean? It's also the Dikim Chatas. He was from before. Go ahead.
I don't know if it's exactly on the Beit HaChalala, but right. I think it's for Rashi. Just in that second case, it seems that the Baal HaBayis, the Oker, is always responsible for putting it in a situation where it's really omed to be complete in the Malacha. So again, his hand's in there. He's standing outside. You place it there. That's now you're placing it. You're beginning the process that will seeming to lead towards that
right.
Crossing the border. Everybody
right.
agrees that crossing the border is the similar
right.
action.
Correct.
But in that case, he's the one who started the process. And similarly, when he pulls his hand across, he's all. Case five is where he moves his hand
the
across.
The is always starting the process.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
That's correct. That's true. Nissan, you want to say something else?
I don't know. I can describe. I don't know if I
like. Let me just tell you what I think I see more in Rabbeinu Hananel that you're asking me.
Mm-hmm.
What it seems to me more in Rabbeinu Hananel is he has a greater emphasis on the Meniach. He has a different way of describing the Meniach. How does he describe the Meniach a little differently?
What could he do to bring himself into
what could he do? Right. He's more saying like the Meniach is just excluded. He's more focusing on the fact, why does he have to focus? He keeps going over that again.
Mm-hmm.
The Meniach is just, he has no choice.
It's not that the Iker is the Meniach, he can't do anything.
He seems to focus, he puts a lot more focus on the fact that the Meniach just can't do any better. I mean, as big a rush as he wants to be, he just can't do it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
It seems more than just a practical. I mean, it seems more than just describing. We all know that Akira comes before Hanacha. We all know that you can't do Hanacha and then an Akira. I mean, but he keeps going over it. He keeps going over it. So what's the Svara? And that's the Machlokas. And if you get the Svara right, you think you have the Machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos.
Well, are you saying in the end that Rabbi Chanan is in fact different than Rashi?
No.
Or?
No.
Okay.
What?
See, the question is like this. When you say Osi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas, what does it mean? What does it mean? What does it mean that the Mishnah is counting the one that's Osi Lidei Chiyuv Chatas? Because it poses an immediate problem. They're both Potter of Alasar. They're both Potter of Alasar. There aren't two types of Potter of Alasar. And if there are really eight Isurim, why does the Mishnah leave two out? Leave four out? Even if one is Asli de Chichad, but they're all Potter of Alasa, why is it missing half of them? Yeah, go ahead.
I was thinking that Rashi's looking at it like the Xeris is practical. It's practical. That it actually has to be, these things that you're doing have to actually lead you to be over a
Chichad. Okay.
Process, right? So with the Kira.
The Kira is obvious.
The Kira is obvious, and Hanacha will never lead you. Doing
right.
Hanacha will never lead you to Chichad. But so to answer the question of why only it counts. The Akira is not the Hanachas, is because I think according to Rashi.
But that answers the question. The question is why are Hanachas
right,
Asha?
Right, why are
you
Hanachas
have a question
about Asha? That's right. Is really because only. Really, Hanachas shouldn't be Asha. But it's only according. It's only because of formulation formulation of the Gezerah, that Hanachah had to be Asha. Because you couldn't just say. They couldn't formulate Gezerah, just say that Akira is Asha. Because what is Akira? Akira is nothing. They had to say that. The Xera is that, look, one person, the Duraisa is that one person
does the whole thing.
But the Durbanan is that, no, you can't even do half of a malacha. But you can't just say you can't do half of this part of the malacha. Like, you just say you can't do
right.
half of the malacha, so you have half is
right,
either
right,
a cure
right.
or not.
I hear what you're saying.
So how are you answering what maybe the chassid? You're not answering it.
Okay, I have a little different approach here. Now, the thing is like this, that it's true there are eight Yisurim, right? There are eight Yisurim. But like you're saying, the Malacha, like we were saying before, it's going by the Malacha. The Malacha is both, Akira and Anacha. Okay, so the Mishnah is only going to count the Malacha once by the main doer of the idea of the Malacha. In other words, in the Derabbanan, in the eight Isurim of Derabbanan, there are really only four cases of Malacha that's going on. Right? It's only replicating four Malachos. It comes out to eight Isurim, but it's only replicating four Malachos. Correct?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah is going to count the Malacha. Okay, the Mishnah is going to count by, is really counting by the Malacha. But since there are two components to the Malacha, which one is it going to count for each case of the Malacha? That's the question. Right? That was the Gemara's question. Why, the Gemara thought they were counting Yisurim. He says, no, we're only counting Asu Lidei Chiyachat. We're only counting the Malachas. Okay? Mm-hmm. But which Potter of Al Asur is going to represent the Malacha? So Tosfa said, it's the one that expresses the idea of the Malacha. And Rashi?
Is the one with the actual chiyuv of
Rashi. Rashi says like this. This is what Rabbeinu Chanal is emphasizing. He says you have two people, two evildoers. Okay, one does the akira, and one does the hanacha. Okay, who can you say is more related to the full maisa of akira and hanacha?
Both of them.
It starts akira.
Why?
It's possible because he has both positions represented here.
That's what I think he's trying to say. He's saying, you can't... He's saying, in point of fact, they each only did half of a malacha. Right? In point of fact, they each only did half of a malacha. So how can you count one... How do you count one more than the other? If you're trying to represent the whole malacha, and each one only did half of a malacha, how can you count one more than the other? He's saying like this. But there's a different reason why each one did half of a malacha. Why did the Oki only do half of a malacha?
Because he chose not to finish it.
He chose not to finish it. Why did the Miniach only do half of a malacha?
Like intrinsically excluded.
He was intrinsically excluded from it. So, in one's half, the whole is possible. And in one's half, only half is possible.
So it's definitely
lacking. Asi lidei chiyuv chatas is not saying it's a worse isser. It's saying it's possible to do the whole malacha. Therefore, if you want to count the whole malacha via one part of it, you must count the part that's capable of being the whole. You don't count the part that's intrinsically incapable of being the whole. But I want to represent the whole by the part. I have to represent it by the part that could be the whole. Correct?
You don't go by the definite.
That's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. When the Gemara says there are eight maisei iser and four malachos that are being represented, which iser represents the malacha, that's the machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos is learning it's the maisa that represents the idea of the malacha. Maybe lidei yisur chatas means, osi lidei chatas means it's the one that has the concept of the chatas. It's the ikur in terms of the idea of the malacha. And Rashi's saying it's the ikur in terms of the maisa of the malacha. In other words, in terms of the maisa, the okir as a maisa is more related to the full malacha. Because he can finish the maisa. The meiniach is malasos. He's intrinsically at a disadvantage in terms of the Maisa Malacha. So that's the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. There really are eight Isurim, and all the Isurim are equal. The only thing is, we don't want to count Isurim, we want to count Hotzah and Hachnasa via the Isurim Darbanan. And you go by the Iker, that's what the Gemara is telling you. But which Iker? The Iker in terms of the concept of the Malacha, or the Iker in terms of the Maisa Malacha? Clear?
Yeah. What do you mean by the concept?
Oh, the concept is changing the things rishus. That's the idea of the malacha. What's the idea of the malacha? The idea of the malacha is not an akira and a hanacha. The idea, that's the technical maisa. The akira, the idea of the malacha is giving it a new rishus. So the one who actually physically transported it from one rishus to the other, he's more closely related to the concept of the malacha. But if you want to count maisa malacha, you have to count the first part. Because the other... Because although they're both halves, they're both parts, but one is intrinsically related to the full thing, and one is excluded from its relationship to the other. So that's the thing. When Rashi emphasizes asu lidei chiyuv chatas, it makes it sound like we thought he meant that it's a worse iser. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. It's just a better representative of a full maisa. It's the part of the maisa that represents that can stand in for the whole one because it has the potential to be the whole one in there. And when Rabbeinu Chanal is emphasizing the impossibility of the full maisa by the hanacha, that's where you see it a little bit more from. Right? But that's the machlokas. Asili dechiyuv chatas Everybody agrees that they're trying, that there are 80 surim, they're trying to represent four Maaseh. Question is, how did the Tana decide to represent it? Through the one who had the greater concept of the Malacha, or the one who had the greater Maisa of the Malacha? One who's related more to it in the Maisa, or more to it in the concept? And that's why the Rambam, I think the Rambam is really like Tosos, and he doesn't go into this because he doesn't go into Asu Dechiv Chatas, because Asu Dechiv Chatas is not really right. trying, not it's not saying, it's not myself. Practical, it's not, it's just a way of showing who's more miyuchas to the thing. It's not a real practical thing of Asu
Dechiv Chatas.
It's a way of identifying it, exactly.
Yeah. Why do we care though? Why do we want?
Rashi
so what? Like I would take that. why was the Tana concerned, regardless of Rashi Tosfos? Why was the Tana concerned with this
if Rashi can see it as so important, why is like the Rambam seeing it?
I'm saying regardless of Rashi Tosfos, why was the Tana, according to the way of learning? Why was the Tana concerned with having this whole summary thing of you have 80 serve. According to everybody.
If we were on the level of the Tana, we'd know that.